Good morning. We've made it to Thursday. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. You know, the family of WAMC, they've never not been there.
No, I'll tell you, David, the money is coming in at quite a fast rate. Now it's like a great horse race. You don't know if you'll make it or not, get that extra $17,000, which good people have given us, you know, our Mr. Big, our wonderful friend Mr. Big, and also First Niagara Bank has put in $7,500. It's great. And, you know, it's coming in now. And so that's what's so exciting. I mean, all of a sudden, this thing is just going. And there's now 182,433 in. We have about 10 days to get to 375, in which time we get the extra money. So please, everybody, there's only one reason to do it. You can get anything we have to offer. However, what we really want you to know is we can't make this thing happen without you. So we hope you'll come to the lockbox and do something this morning. 182,433, that's remarkable already. So come on, let's get this thing done before it starts.
WAMC.org. Well, how about this, Alan? Shocking or not? Low U.S. rail spending leads to poor safety, experts say.
Well, you think? You think? I've been referencing the nuclear submarine issue. Do we want to billions of dollars on yet another nuclear submarine, or do we want to do what we need to do in order to protect the millions of citizens who live in this country? I mean, every time you get on a train right now, you're thinking, did this accident that just happened have to happen? If there was this positive track control technology applied on one side, why wasn't it applied on both sides of the tracks? I mean, it really is just a matter of money.
President Obama was in the listening area yesterday, Alan, delivering the commencement address at the Coast Guard Academy in New London. He spoke on climate change, and here's one of the things he said, quote, "I am here today to say that climate change constitutes a serious threat to global security, an immediate risk to our national security, and make no mistake, it will impact how our military defends our country."
Well, it will. And we know what's coming. Al Gore told us in An Inconvenient Truth, if you start having these crises where a major hurricane can come in, Superstorm Sandy, you're going to have to divert military and other resources to it. And then it's going to affect your defense posture. Listen, if a smart politician, if a good politician like President Obama gets out in front of this and says, I'm telling you, everybody, this is really serious. We're going to really get hurt here. And we could get hurt. He's not wrong. We know he's right. The question is, can we get off our yes, yes, yes and do something about it?
Finally, Alan, the leader of late night, David Letterman, had his last show last night and sort of an end of an era in that regard.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a country that worships youth. Here's a guy, I think he's 68 years old, and very frank about it. I heard him yesterday on, I guess, Joe Donahue did a retrospective, and he was talking to somebody, and he said, well, I think his kid is 11. And he said, my wife's next husband will be having a good time. You know, that's pretty good. That's pretty good stuff. Look, he provided a great deal to people, but there are those people who want to keep going and should if they want to, and I happen to be one of them.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you.
Welcome.